That music means it is time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to us by the members of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They're encouraging you to put down your mouse and get out of the house. Local businesses invite you to mask up, buy local, and engage in safe commerce. Visit carolinachamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. I am joined on the phone by Orange County Commissioner and Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price, as I am for most Wednesdays. Renee, thanks so much for calling in, speaking with us once again. I hope you're doing all right.
I'm doing fine. Just a little nervous, but doing fine. Glad to be here on Wednesday as usual.
Yeah, the weather, I think, has everybody a little bit on edge and not sure what to expect. We just know that it is going to be cold, it is going to be wet, and that means that it's likely going to be kind of dangerous out in our community as we're expected to finally see some of the winter weather that the rest of the country has been getting hit with in the past few days, and it could be pretty dangerous out there.
Yes, it is going to be dangerous. It's going to be rather messy. Unlike the winters that I'm used to from the Northeast, where you have a lot of snow, this is going to be a mixture of rain and freezing rain and possibly sleet. You know, who knows? But it's having that ice, you know, to build up on our tree limbs and branches and even on the road. It's going to be dangerous out there. And, I'm hoping that it doesn't happen, but we could have some tree limbs come down, some trees to fall across roads as well. And, in fact, within a half an hour, our state of emergency will go into effect. I had a call today with Deputy County Manager Travis Mirren and our Emergency Services Director Kirby Saunders, and we're putting the state of emergency into effect at 5:00.
So what are some of the details of that state of emergency going to be? I know that the state itself has put out one, which is typically seen anytime there's some inclement weather, but what is the county specific one going to be suggesting to people?
Well, basically to be prepared, to please try, it's going to be hard at this point in time, but between now and say midnight, when the precipitation may start, to have at least be prepared for at least the next 48 hours. That means having being prepared for a power outage just in case. So having enough food that you can eat that doesn't have to be heated, having all your medications, having flashlights, and anything that needs to be that is battery powered that you're going to need, make sure that it's got a good charge. And basically try to stay, if you can, stay home. If you have loved ones that you're concerned about, even in this time of COVID, if you need to go to them or if you need to bring them to your home, please do so, because, the worst case scenario is that we wouldn't be able to get to someone if there are downed trees and limbs.
Certainly. We're going to be doing our best to make sure that folks know where those are, as well as I'm sure our county emergency services and local ones too. Once again, we're speaking with Orange County Commissioner Renee Price, and that countywide state of emergency is going to be going up within the next few minutes. And you can find details about that and other ways to safely respond to incidents like this by heading to the county government website, orangecountync.gov. Renee, moving to some other local government news, obviously that this is the main focus looking ahead, but to look back at yesterday, the county commissioners held a meeting, one of their first of the month, I believe. What were some of the topics that were covered by the county government last night?
Well, one was we passed a proclamation honoring Bob Morato, who had been our animal services director for the past 16 years, and he is going to a life of retirement. So that was very sweet. It was a very heartwarming moment when some of his colleagues spoke so highly of him and, talked about how much, he had helped them in their careers, and, he will be missed. Then we had a long discussion about the Buckhorn Area Plan. And that's a plan that had been under study with the city of Mebane and our Orange County Planning Department. And the commissioners finally got a chance to see what it's all about, with an actual presentation. And we are going to have a joint meeting, a work session meeting, with the Medlin City Council on March 9th. So this was, in a sense, to get us up to speed with what they had seen and what our planning department has been working on.
And for people who are not aware of the Buckhorn Area Plan, I think a lot of focus has been in other places that have suddenly gotten stuff. But where is this area? It's some stuff in that region has kind of been in works or discussion for development there for a long time, correct?
Yeah, so we've had the Buckhorn Economic Development District on the map for decades. And for a long time, nothing happened, and now we're getting some interest in that area, but also beyond that area. With Medline coming in, that has spurred some development, and before that was Morinaga. So as long as we've got, water and sewer coming from Mebane into Orange County, and along, wherever those lines are, businesses and homes can now hook up, and it makes the area more amenable for development. So we've been seeing, actually, you can look from the Mebane, the Alamance Orange County line over to Hillsborough, and there's been quite a bit of interest lately. We have the logistics park right there in Hillsborough, the Upland Station or Bucky's, which just was withdrawn, but there has been interest there. And Medline coming online, Morinaga already there, and some others. And it's so the planning department had and also the planning department for Mebane had been looking in this area to see what kind of development, is this the best use for the land when you consider the fact that 85 and 40 go through that area as well. The controversy has come up that we have a lot of homeowners that live there now, and they, number one, have felt left out of the process. And number two, really, we're expecting this to remain residential, rural residential, or agricultural land. And now we have competing interests in the same area.
And so after that discussion last night, what could possibly be the next steps in terms of what will come with how the county is handling that area of land?
Well, again, we're going to have a meeting with the city of the city council of Mebane, the mayor and the council, and we will, see what our interests are. And of course, now we're hearing from our constituents as to what they want to do. For Mebane, it's, much of the city is encroaching into Orange County. It continues to do that. But they're, in a way, like the lifeline, because they have the water and sewer, which makes all things possible when you're talking about economic development. So we will see where our interests lie and what we're willing to do. We want to work cooperatively one with another, which is why they had a meeting, I believe it was last month, and decided not to make any firm decision on anything until Orange County had an opportunity. When I say Orange County, I'm talking about the commissioner, the constituents, and even perhaps the planning board had a chance to take a look, make considerations, and weigh in. So they're kind of on hold, and then we'll see what looks good for us and take into consideration what our constituents would like to see there and move forward in that capacity.
Speaking with Orange County Commissioner Renee Price, orangecountync.gov, the website to go to for county government information and a lot more information on that county government, that county commissioner's meeting last night. Renee, we got to begin to wrap up our conversation here, but anything else going on around the county community that you want to let folks know about?
Yes, the COVID vaccine. We had expected to have several hundred doses here this week, but because of the weather in other parts of the country, our doses, they were unable to ship them. So, for example, I went to get my dose today, but found out that it hadn't arrived, and whether it's the Piedmont Health Services or Orange County Health Department, we have the volunteers or staff are calling people to let them know that had to cancel and will be rescheduling as soon as we know that we have the doses here or that they're on the way. We don't want to promise anyone anything until we know that they're here. But again, because of the storm in other parts of the country, we were not unable to receive ours. But as soon as we do, we'll be out there again and just encouraging people to please, 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 when it's your time, to sign up, get your spot, and then get your shot.
Yeah, many challenges ahead for the continuing rollout, and we know that a lot of hard work is going there, and a lot of people have been patient so far, but there are certainly many hurdles to continue going through, and that sounds like a pretty unfortunate experience for you, and I'm sure the same thing happened to many other people who showed up at shot clinics today.
Yeah, well, the good thing is that our positive rate is now down to 1.2%, and we have at least 16% of the county has gotten their first dose, so we're moving. And according to Quintana Stewart, our health director, we're ahead of the game.
Yeah, it's true.
Ahead of many places, so we've got to keep up the good work.
Absolutely. OrangeCountyNC.gov, once again, the website to go to. And Orange County Commissioner Renee Price, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll speak with you again next week. Stay safe.
You too, everyone. Stay safe and be well. Thank you.